You had two children. You might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say in 1 year Bob
has surely grown.
Okay. Or he what, 5 inches?
He grew 5 inches.
And you say, you could almost see him
growing.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes and the same shaped nose that his father has, you'd say he
resembles his father or looks like his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You say he
has the same personality.
Do you ever say he takes after a
takes
baby?
After his papa, yeah. Huh? Oh, yes. But that's his mannerism. That's thing. When you say he takes after his father, it means when he does things like his father does.
He wouldn't necessarily look like him.
Wouldn't necessarily have to look like him to take after him.
And if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you'd say she's
raised 3 children.
And if the child's misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking.
Anything else you tell him?
A whipping.
What's the difference?
Well, I don't reckon basically there's any difference. But I always, a spanking, I use my hands, and if I say I'm going to give you a whipping, I usually have a little switch.
So whipping is worse, huh?
Whipping is worse. Oh, yes. You know that. Don't ask me. You know.
If a woman's going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Do people used to use that word?
No, not very much. Not years ago.
How does it sound?
It wasn't, honey, it wasn't talked like it is now years ago. Really, they'd say so's in the family way or something like that. Pregnant, the word pregnant wasn't used, and it wasn't talked around children. Now, by the time a child is 5, 6 years old, knows as much now as he used to know when they were 12, 15. And knows it in a different way, because what they learn then, they just learn from hearing people talk or something. And now, things is talked so openly now that wasn't even back when I was a child, you wouldn't dare mention.
Do you think that's a good idea? Or?
Well, now you've asked me a question. I don't know if I can answer it exactly right. If my opinion is worth anything. I think to an extent it's all, some of it's good and some of it's bad. Now if there's too much sex that they just talk on television, I think that tends to make children always conscious of it. And maybe some of it, there's just a possibility that maybe some of them, it's kind of daring them to experience it. But I think children should be told more than I was told when I was growing up. I really, but I think you can overdo the thing.
How does the word pregnant sound to you now? Does it sound?
Oh, it just sounds okay. Just like you. Now you talk about a pregnant woman like you would a tonsillectomy. There's not no difference.
But
yeah.
Any joking ways of saying pregnant or any kind of crude ways that you?
No, not that I can think of right now.
You ever hear swallowed a
old pumpkin seed or something like that? I've heard him say they swallowed a pumpkin seed or something like that, but that was just all just a joke. That one.
What about she's big?
Oh, yes, I've heard that too.
How does that sound?
That don't sound too good. But really, if she's big, she's big.
If you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman.
And a midwife.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a
legitimate child.
What other names?
Well, they've been called bastards.
Mm-hmm. How does that sound?
I don't like that. I don't like to hear that word said at all.
Do you ever hear?
I don't even like to say it.
Do you ever hear woods colt or bush child?
Yes. Oh, we've heard all of that. Or stray colt or anything.
What all have you heard?
I heard stray colt or woods colt. You know.
How did those sound?
They all sound very bad to me.
And you say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even
lovelier.
And we're talking about loving. You say
oh,
she's even
sweeter.
Or using the word loving, she's even